Well, at the time, Chinese beer production was just beginning to sort of expand, and because at that time, the country was really starting to develop, and I think they had about 5 liters. The consumption was less than 5 liters per capita, whereas the average consumption in North America is close to 65, 70 liters per capita. And so everybody was, you know, our projections were if the Chinese even double their consumption between 5 and 10 liters per capita, that's going to be a huge amount of malting barley that we can supply them. And at the time also, there was the opportunity to expand malting barley exports from the West Coast. And we had recently established a CWB, Canadian Wheat Board office in Beijing. So expanding malting barley exports to China was one of them, and wheat, but from my perspective, because I was working on the barley side at that time, was a major objective. So we would go on trade missions to China about this time of year, in November, December, at the end of the harvest, once we knew the quality and we had data from the Canadian Grain Commission. And we would put a mission together, including one of our Canadian Wheat Board commissioners, our manager of our CWB Beijing office, myself as the malt and barley market development program manager, and then some technical people from malting companies and the Canadian Grain Commission. And we would spend about two and a half weeks in China, touring around, having seminars that were hosted by some of our customers, our potential customers. And at that time, China was, it's still a country that obviously is changing, but the cranes everywhere, because all of these new major modern office buildings and towers that existed in some of the cities in China were really only being built at the time. And so you'd arrive there and every street you just look around and as far as the eye could see, cranes and scaffolding, because the construction was happening. And then, you know, obviously the smog and all of that, the industrial side of China was something that I had never experienced before. But actually just meeting the customers in China and explaining to them the quality of our malting barley and what it could do for them, and their keen interest in asking us about it was I think something that was really enjoyable. The courtesies of the Chinese in terms of how to do business, and the importance of hosting you to a dinner, and the business, you know, how business is done, and all of the toasting that would happen at these dinners by them, and welcoming speeches, etc. That was all part of the business side. You had to develop these relationships, and you had to be aware of how the Chinese do business, and I think that was a really interesting learning experience for me.